Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. We'll be talking today with Michael Dermody, the chairman and CEO of Dermody Properties, about how Nevada is changing on the industrial side and the importance of giving back. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And we're back in Nevada Newsmakers with Michael Dermody, the CEO and chair of Dermody Properties. Nice to see you, Michael.
Good to see you, Randy.
I think I've known you for, I don't know how many years.
A long time.
Probably decades.
Yes.
Probably decades. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how Dermody Properties started in Reno, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it started, my father came to Reno in 1950 to sell appliances. And he had the Philco appliance dealership. And to this day, there's still a company called Osborne & Dermody. But he sold that company in 1960 and retired for a few days.
A few days.
But just starting at that time was the great, you know, beginning of the distribution network we know here in the West. And Reno is geographically located in the center of the Western United States. So it's a very important logistics hub. In fact, even today, it's been this way for decades, Reno has the largest per capita inventory of distribution spaces in America.
Wow.
So per capita, Reno has more industry, warehouse distribution logistics industry, than anywhere in the country.
Well, you played a big part in that, didn't you?
Well, we did, yeah. I mean, my father got into the business, and then I joined him and another man, as a two-man firm, in 1978, and then things, you know, we grew some.
And you focus on industrial space.
Yes, industrial,
right?
Space. They call it today logistics space.
Okay.
And it's pretty critical because it's the movement of goods. And historically, if you look at the different food groups of real estate, you have the hotels, you have the apartments, and you have all the, you know, ones that we all know about. Then at the very bottom, you'd have the warehousing, industrial. And it was kind of interesting because we were always the steady, we're like the tortoise in the race. We always made the finish line, but not as quick as the others. Mm-hmm. Well, today that's kind of turned around. I don't know if that's good or bad, but you hear a lot about the logistics sector today. And that's because it's so important to get goods from A to B, and that certainly came out in the pandemic, mm-hmm. You know, trying to move goods around. So, you know, right or wrong, we're at the middle of a blossoming industry that's been growing for many years, and feel fortunate to be there. Yeah.
But you can't build those hotels and those family homes and those apartments without the supplies that are sitting in your warehouses. So
yes, that's all the supply issues we realize now. But I know I'm sitting right here in the Nevada Trucking Association office, and just what they do to keep goods moving, keep America moving. And we feel pretty fortunate to be part of that chain.
So how has Reno changed over the past 50 years?
Oh, it's changed a lot. Of course, at the beginning, it was a smaller town. But beyond the smaller town, it was a smaller state. And the thing that hasn't changed is this location of Reno to different markets, to Los Angeles, to Seattle, to San Francisco. That hasn't changed. But as we've grown, we've had a growing need for more and more people, a growing need for better education, and we also need the taxes to be able to have the infrastructure to follow that. So to answer your question, I think Reno has grown very well in the last 50 years, and our challenge has always been and will continue to be to make sure the infrastructure can keep up with that growth.
So how has the pandemic impacted your business sector? Now catching up here.
Yeah, well, tremendously. When the pandemic hit, we all, none of us knew where what was going to happen. I remember, even though we went to a Zoom format, I went to the Zoom format every day. I got up and put my coat and tie on with my tennis shoes, and nobody see those. And we worked hard. And our team is a small team, about 58 individuals, managed by a president, Doug Kersey, out of Chicago. And Doug's a veteran and very well renowned from Prologis. Well, with Doug's leadership, our team grew tremendously during the recession or the pandemic because of its responsibilities. We didn't grow in numbers, but all of a sudden, logistics, movement of goods back and forth, was at the very core of what everyone was doing in America. And so we were at the center of making sure that centers were fulfilled, that you had further centers for people like Amazon, so they could get the goods to all of us. You think about getting goods to all of us, it's not just about getting, house slippers and things like that. It's about getting medical goods, about getting ventilators, getting the critical medical. And we've been at the middle of that all through the pandemic. It's been busy.
And the supply chain was severely interrupted, and it continues to be interrupted, doesn't it?
Well, it's a domino effect. The chips. I ordered a coffee maker from Nespresso, and you couldn't get one because they don't have the chips. Mm-hmm. Just like the car industry. If you travel at all, try to get a rental car, you can't get one because they can't get the cars to be made to. But yeah, it affects all of us, and a lot of it's mission critical. Things for health and safety, and of course. But we're all in this together, and we're all doing the right thing.
Yep.
I firmly believe that. I think the leaders that lead us through the pandemic, I think they've done a good job. And I especially got to give, while I'm here, a real shout out to the hospitals. What Renown did to prepare for the worst case pandemic in building that garage, I think it was wonderful.
In what, a week?
In a week.
In a week.
And people say, well, should they have done it? Well, thank God they didn't have to use it all.
Yeah.
And we're not out of it yet. Mm-mm. But, as people get vaccinated and more, I think people are learning. And for most of us, I think we feel there's going to be a normalcy coming at some point. It may not be this year. And so in our business, logistics, we're preparing for that. Because you don't want to overbuild. You don't want to underbuild. But you want to help keep America's goods moving. That's our goal.
I think we've got to learn to live with COVID, so somehow. So between the North and South, the Reno's actually better positioned as a transportation hub than Las Vegas is. But what are you seeing the differences in what you're building in Reno versus what you might be building in Las Vegas?
Well, it's funny you bring up Reno, Las Vegas, because I've always been on the side that this is one state. Mm-hmm. And what happens in Las Vegas is very important to us. And that's where the leadership is. There's no way around it, and it should be. That's where the population is. Mm-hmm. But Reno's poised for Western distribution, and that's good for that business. But if you're going to serve Los Angeles or Phoenix, you want to be in Las Vegas. Then Las Vegas, as it's always done, is great at reinventing itself and becoming a leader, like it did years ago in the gaming and tourist industry. It's done that in the logistics industry. And now it's one of the major hubs in the Southwest. And it's a great place to do business. And they're really rallying around what they can do. One of our big projects on there right now is we're breaking ground on a project at the Apex site. Mm-hmm. And that'll happen in a few a few months. Apex is like the trick site here. It was a site just beyond reach of mainstream Las Vegas, but they just got water there, and through an effort with the landowner there who brought the water in, we're going to be the first people to do a large major for lease industrial facility down there.
Oh, that's great. We're growing. Yeah. I remember that was the Faraday site for a while there.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. No, but Las Vegas, and it's a, because we all work out of the same tax base. And so it's an interesting relationship how we have to work together. And I think it's working better now than ever. I also have to give great kudos to that relationship to Mike Kersminski at EDON. Because of Mike's leadership at EDON, it's made the North more approachable, more reasonable for a lot of things. And Mike's done a great job at working with Las Vegas. And then you have, you know, of course, you had Brian Sandoval, who was a great governor. And now, you know, Governor Sisolak, and he's doing a good job. And their job is difficult because having a limited taxation base, we only have so much money to give to bringing industries in. And so it's not like you have a huge war chest of economic support funds. Mm-hmm. And Sisolak has done a good job in trying to met those out to the projects he thought were important. You know, industry is critical. You know, it's funny, I remember forgetting the beginning of the thawing of the Great Recession, we had an opportunity to develop a facility, which you know is the Amazon facility on 395. Well, that facility, when it opened, we had a groundbreaking, the governor came, and you know, everyone in the world came. It was pretty important. You have a similar opening today, and I'm sorry I missed it. I wasn't, yeah, exactly.
We're kind of used to it at this point.
Success kind of changes the way people look at things.
Yeah.
But at the core, jobs are important. But that also means not just important to the jobs, but how you provide those facilities. And at some point, we'll talk a little bit about Demery Properties philosophy and how we support the community.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to do that right after this.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Michael Dermody, the CEO and chair of Dermody Properties. So you touched a little bit on labor force diversity, and yes. I remember the governor, after COVID hit and you know Las Vegas crumbled, he said, we have got to diversify our workforce like we've done in Northern Nevada. Yeah. But with that diversity comes better education, and you are an advocate, amazing advocate for education helping found Sage Ridge School in the North. But talk a little bit, like you said, about the Dermody philosophy of education and workforce development.
Well, it's interesting because you know, at this point you kind of reflect how things happened. But I took over being president of Dermody Properties in 1983, signed every lease since then. And as I got more involved, I would meet with companies coming in. You meet with the people going to manage the businesses coming in and what was important to them. So I got a grassroots, you know, eye view of what was important. They want to know where their kids can be educated. They want to know what the tax base is. All the things that we think are so important. So as companies continue to come in, I got more and more an understanding of the great needs that people have when they come here. That eventually in my life translated to some of the things we've done. Sagebrush School is a good example. Sagebrush was developed to provide a first-class education at that level in middle school. Well, beyond that, there's two sides of Sagebrush. One is that families go there now and their kids go to school where they live. They don't have to break up a family and send a child away to a different school rather than have them at home and learning at Sagebrush. The other side of it is from economic development. Sagebrush is important to keep industry attracted here. Many an industry has come here and says, well, where do my kids go to school? Mm-hmm. And especially now, the way Edon's diversified us, you know, we're not just about logistics and warehousing and that now. We're bringing a lot of entrepreneurial groups, a lot of high tech, mm-hmm. which is good. Average wage at Edon is now $64,000, you know, Edon's brought in. It's wonderful, but they want to know where their kids are going to school. And I think, I don't want to be a plug, and the people at Sagebrush will laugh when they hear this, but I think they're starting a capital campaign at Sagebrush to expand it. And that expansion is good for the whole community.
I think the role of charter schools has been so critical in diversifying that our education base, too.
Yeah, well, then you get into the whole, the real heroes of our education. And that's the school district, mm-hmm. okay? Kristen McNeil and her team, you know, Katie Holland, all she has done. You know, she's now working a few hours a week and supporting Edon, which is really helpful for Edon, people that come through Edon, understand more about the education. What the school district has done, the trustees, you know, they're always in the press. It's a very difficult job, and I give them so much credit for what they've done. You know, especially when you hit the pandemic and the virtual learning. You know, being absentee in school is one thing when I don't see you in the class. Absentee on a virtual, you know, computer, you're not there to watch you not be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a big issue. And, you know, again, but like many things in Reno, the advantage of Reno is its smallness. Mm-hmm. That's its drawback and its advantage. But if you come from L.A. and you see the challenges we have, that you sit and say, I think we can overcome these. You know, our school district is only 65,000 kids. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot smaller than like Las Vegas' school district, which is, you know, maybe five times bigger. Mm-hmm. And so you look at the challenges and you think if we could get together as a community and get behind it, that we could even help more the school district, what they do. And I give great kudos to the county commission and everyone that directs them, because it's a tough job, but it's critical to us, those of us that live here, and those of us that are going to come here.
I remember Mike Kazmierski saying that he's always telling people that want to move to Northern Nevada, don't look at Nevada's rankings of education, look at Washoe County's rankings of education, because it's much different, because Clark County is such a behemoth of education.
Yeah, we're all one state, mm-hmm. but in education particularly, they're different spheres, because they serve different types of clients.
Yeah. How are you seeing the perception of Reno in your, because you, I mean, Germany is now nationwide.
Yes, we, in 1990, we were listed as one of the top 100 developers private in the country. Mm-hmm. And by that time, we'd already ventured out, you know, into Georgia and other places. And in about 1995, we went to Pennsylvania and then grew that platform into the eastern seaboard. Today, we have 8 offices serving approximately 11 regions around the country, major regions, and serve approximately 90% of the U.S. population.
Wow.
Yeah. But we're all headquartered here. These are our roots. And if you look at our numbers, we're 58 people total, staff and everyone. But of that 58, probably a third of it, maybe a little bit more, maybe half, is in Reno. But the rest are in offices around the country who really are responsible for all our national growth. Well, it's an exciting time to be.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And your company is amazing, and we're going to get more of that right after this.
Okay. Thank you.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Michael Dermody, the chair and CEO of Dermody Properties. So, having known you for a couple of decades, I know how generous you personally are, how generous your foundation is. And you give back because why?
Well, first of all, Randy, I appreciate the accolades, but what I do is a pittance what other people do. And I got a theory about that, you know, what you do giving back. It's not what money you give, it's the time you give. Mm-hmm. If you put the time in, the money will come. There's a lot of people around this community and around this state and the nation that give so much time that make a real difference. So thank you both for the accolades. Having said that, in front of me is a mission statement of our company. And if we were meeting on some other basis, I would give this to you and talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. But the mission statement talks about the values of this company, the ones we've established as a team. And a big part of it is giving back. Mm-hmm. For all the reasons you would think. And we started in 1985, the Dermody Properties Foundation. And since then, we've probably donated over $3 million to different goods. But what's unique about the foundation, I'm so excited about him today, is after all these years, it's still run by the employees of Dermody Properties. I don't sit down and make the decision, okay, nor do the senior management. It's the employees of Dermody Properties that go through all the applications and they make that decision. And we have a criteria of, you know, seniors and arts and all that. In these times of pandemic, we're obviously focused 100% on the pandemic, you know, support. But it's the people at Dermody Properties who make the difference. And that's what makes the company, is the people. And that's Dermody Properties is a lot bigger than me. It's the people that make this what happens. If they manage that foundation, it's pretty cool.
So I know the food bank's been a big supporter. Yes. You've been a big supporter of the food bank. Children's Cabinet, you're one of the founders of yes. Children's Cabinet. Yeah. And there you're just, you're keeping the family together. It seems there's importance to keeping kids with parents, isn't
yes.
there?
Yeah, well, that's what the, you know, it is. The goal is to keep families together. And no matter what level, economic level of that, you know, it's difficult times. And you work hard to keep families together. And that's what the Children's Cabinet does. When it was started in 1987, and to this day, it serves about 11,000 kids a year. And the hero there is Kim Young. She's the executive director and runs the operation. And you know, what's else on the Children's Cabinet, in today's world, as the federal monies are coming in for different support, they're looking for responsible people to manage it. And even on a statewide basis, even the cabinets in the north, and they'll do some work in the south, they've asked the Children's Cabinet to manage some of the statewide funds, which is a real accolade or tribute to their success and responsibility and their integrity.
But it's
keeping families together.
Yep.
The other part of that mandate is early intervention. If you see something happening, okay, you try to get in early so you can address the issues before they happen. Years ago, we started a truancy program. And the truancy program was successful, but not only successful because we kept got kids to go back to school, but also because you would take crime off the streets. That was petty crime, but it would go to bigger crime. And worked hand in glove with the school district to make that happen.
So how are you seeing the pandemic impact your employees and your company?
I'm glad you asked that, because again, I can't say enough about, you know, led by Doug Kersey, our whole team, but we did a very good job, okay, and I can say it because they did a very good job at staying together very well as a working unit throughout the pandemic. We had regular meetings on Zoom, and we were fortunate because we're spread across the country. We had good technology already. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful IT and support staff, and so the transition to Zoom wasn't as difficult as it was for some others. Mm-hmm. And Zoom, you know, you look at COVID, is anything good come of it? Well, out of the pandemic, the Zoom, the ability to meet with people, not in face, but visually, people are using that, you know, very easily now. Mm-hmm. And it really helped us. But we, one of the things we're most proud of is that as a group early on, or our foundation, which the money in the foundation goes out at the end of the year. But when the pandemic hit in March, we took half our foundation proceeds and got out right away in March and April to families, which is pretty cool. Again, that was a team effort. Yeah. We did that. Yeah.
Well, if you don't know Dermody Properties, at least now you know Michael Dermody. It's a fabulous company, and you're a fabulous guy, and we thank you for all you've done to make North Nevada a better place to live.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching and listening. You can catch us anytime on our new YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you. Hey, Mom.